Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane Strecker stops by the Billings Sugar Factory just weeks from sugar beet harvest. If you're in Billings in fall or winter, you'll know it. The distinctive smell of sugar beet processing. That burnt sugar scent wafting from the Southside plant is a byproduct of the sugar making process and is nearly as old as the town itself.
The first year of processing sugar here was 1906, 120 years ago. It's a work in progress keeping something this old going, but they do it.
Yeah. Shane and I are chatting at the plant on Sugar Avenue. In town to pick up tractor parts, Shane stopped by to see the factory folks who, for all intents and purposes, are his co-workers. The factory is part of the Western Sugar Cooperative, comprising hundreds of sugar beet grower owners in four states: Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, and here in Billings, Montana.
And the way this whole thing works is there's 12 receiving stations. And every farmer, of course, depending on where you grow beets at, is designated to a certain receiving station. That's where the beets are weighed, and then their samples taken as well to determine sugar content.
After that, the beets are piled and piled and piled. Big piles, some 20 feet high and several hundred feet long, are managed. Dirt rings removed, sides stripped, mold and deterioration controlled from harvest until the beets can be hauled to the factory for processing, sometimes as late as February.
Our sugar is processed right here in Billings, packaged here, and sent to our customers. Whether it's in bags for the grocery trade or whether it's in bulk for our users, you know, our big candy makers or our food manufacturers.
Oh.
Yes.
So if I went to Albertson's here in Billings and saw Western Sugar, would it come from this factory?
More than likely. And sometimes it's under GW.
Okay.
That used to
I've
be the
seen
name
that.
Of it years ago, Great
okay.
Western, yes.
So I should be buying that.
You sure should be.
I should be.
You should be.
It's a vertically integrated model where the company controls multiple stages of its supply chain, from raw materials to retail.
We're the owners. So now we have a vested interest from the day that beet is planted till the day that sugar is put in the bag. I mean, we're at risk through the whole process. Where if it was a stock company, you know, once the beets are weighed across the scale at these pile grounds,
you're done.
They're theirs. But now it's ours until that stuff's in the bag and sold.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference right there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The factory didn't start that way, though. The Billings Sugar Company opened right around the same time the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation launched the Huntley Project, the 1907 irrigation project that opened the region to sugar beet cultivation. Great Western Sugar bought the factory in 1916, operating it for close to 60 years before selling it to Tate and Lyle. When the British-based food giant wanted to get out of the volatile U.S. sugar market in the late 1990s, growers formed a cooperative and purchased the factory in 2002. For more than a century, the plant has been a substantial employer and economic driver for the area.
Sure, there's a smell and there's steam and noise, but this 120-year-old facility pumps about $70 to $80 million into our Billings economy.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Shane's family has been a part of it all since the beginning, when they and other farmers of German descent emigrated from Russia at the turn of the 20th century. Shane himself is the director and president of the Southern Montana Beet Growers Association, one of two regional groups made up of about 85 growers from Belfry, down east of Forsyth, over to Hardin.
You must know them.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
Like, over generations know them?
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
that like?
Oh, it's great. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, we all have the same backgrounds, the same concerns, the same interests. It's what we do. It's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of it.
Next week, Shane battles a deadly invader in his sugar beet fields.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.